Melsham shot an irate glance at the attic.
Glad you find yourself a good nest, old chap. Ah, you mind hopping down here and helping out?
Surprisingly, the shrike did hop down. Flashing his bright savage eyes at the hare, he demanded,
What do you want, long ears?
I say, listen to the long ears. See if you can help our friends up into the attic. Mattress back.
The shrike's feathers bristled dangerously as he glared at Melsham.
Don't a call Glockpod mattress back.
With a boom and a crack, the battering ram struck the door, sending splinters flying. Marielle placed herself between Melsham and Glockpod.
Are you two going to stand here insulting each other?
She said, her voice tight with anger.
Or do you feel like helping out around here before we're all killed?
The shrike made a circular movement with his beak.
All up there. Leave this to me.
The ram thudded against the door a second time. Melsham took the now useless bench, and laying it ladder fashion against the wall, he scrambled ponderously up into the attic. Leaning out, Melsham thrust both paws down to assist the other three. Helped by Dandan and Marielle, Gale climbed quickly into the small conical room. The ram struck the door a third time, creating a gaping hole at its centre. Backing out of spear thrust range, the great red bracked shrike stood in full view of the rats outside. Glockpod's mad eyes shone with joy as he gave vent to his battle cry.
Here's a butcher bed, rats!
There was an immediate scramble as the horde rats retreated from the door at the sight of the butcher bed. Nagru was almost knocked flat. He pulled himself upright, raking wildly with his metal wolf claws and screaming,
Close the door, or I'll fly you alive! Charge!
Edged on by the claws of Nagru, they rushed the door. Rivenite kicked aside the loose door timbers. Swinging a sword, he rushed into the tower room. Death was on him, in a blur of feathers, talons and stabbing beak. Nagru pushed two more rats through immediately. They were slain before they had time to draw breath. Glockpod's talons rattled against the floor as he spread his pinion feathers in a war dance. One wing had been badly torn by a rat's spear, and several feathers were missing. Glockpod was infuriated by this injury.
It's a good day to fear me.
Silvermaud pushed her way through the rats on the spiral staircase. She whirled on Nagru, berating him.
Fool, can't you see that bird can hold the doorway as long as it likes while you send in horde beasts a few at a time?
Well, there's the butcher bird, my dear,
said the fox wolf, his voice dripping condescension.
What's your bright idea?
Ignoring his patronising tones, Silvermaud gave her orders.
Back out of sight, all of you. Hooktail, pick out 10 good archers, get on the third and fourth steps down and keep firing heavy volleys until you've made a pincushion of that bird.